Hey, Dad, this is Pinky, and every time I need a new brain, which is quite often, I don't mind telling you, I go to Chicagoland and see Lou Dickman, and we both say, "Burr," together.
Lou,
what do you think of my appreciation of the MGM lion?
Very good. Nobody does that better, Lou.
That's my new Oscar greeting.
Lou, I have to tell you, the guy who introduced the show, are you familiar with the cartoon Pinky and the Brain?
I am not.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the best. From the 90s. So the guy who did the voice of Pinky actually introduced the show today because I interviewed him last week.
Ah, really?
Yes. So
another
celebrity on the Lou Dickman bandwagon.
and where does Pinky reside?
In California.
Ah, he's one of them.
Yeah, he came for a show. He also did the voice of Yakko in Animaniacs. Are you familiar with that show?
Okay. I know more about music than I do about television.
Oh, okay. Well,
and you know what little I know about music.
I pictured you though watching cartoons with your daughter or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to remember. I mean, there's a big discrepancy in generations where I grew up on Looney Tunes and she grew up on Caillou.
Right, yeah. And also, but Animaniacs was an attempt to bring back the Looney Tunes spirit to kids' cartoons. So, anyway. So,
gotcha.
Enough of that, Lou. Of course, today is Oscar Day, Lou. Well, let's make an announcement. Let's talk chili.
Oh, let's talk chili. Yes. March 10th.
March 10th, which is Saturday, right?
March 10th, which is Saturday, it's going to be a bring a chili in. Yes, we're going to have a little chili contest.
Right on. Which will be what, the 7th annual, the 8th annual, the 10th annual?
You know, I was looking at the chili bowl placard in the Sovereign, and I believe this is going to be 8.
8th, wow. You've taken the Lori legacy and taken it to a new realm.
Yes, and I'm expecting probably a new round of characters this year because there's going to be a few people, few of the regular staples out of town next week.
Yep. I'm sure
a good time will be held by all. For crying out loud, it isn't like chili.
So what kind of timing are you talking about?
Oh, here you are getting all official on me now again.
Well, I actually have a lunch.
Bring your chili. If you're bringing in a chili that is warm enough to eat.
Yes.
And you believe that it will be a tasty treat.
Yes.
Bring it in by one so all that are there that you can meet. To join your friends in chili to eat.
Very good. Very good, Lou. I have a friend who wants to join the competition, so...
put him in.
I will have, yes.
Put him in. If the chili's warm, have him here by 1. I'd like to kick the chili cook-off off no later than 1:30.
All right. Well, okay. Well,
we open at noon.
Okay.
So you start bringing your chilies in, and I'm thinking, you know how everybody is there.
It's
about an hour, hour and a half for everybody to get everything together.
Let's say 2:30 for the judging, maybe.
Oh, okay, 2:30 for the judging. Yes.
Yeah, that keeps it loose. People can come in from 1 to 2 with the chilies, and we'll get going.
That sounds great.
All right, we got a plan, Stan.
God, that way I'm getting the hives. Okay, let's get on to this.
All right, let's go to the board, Lou. The Oscar predictions for 2018. Everybody get your ballots out. Lou Dickman is never wrong. We're going to start, Lou, with Best Supporting Actor. Will it be Willem
supporting actor?
Yes.
Okay.
Will it be Willem Dafoe for the Florida Project? Woody Harrelson for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri? Richard Jenkins, The Shape of Water? Christopher Plummer, All the Money in the World? Or Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri? Lou?
Sam Rockwell.
All right, Lou. Okay, Best Supporting Actress. Ready. Mary J. Blige, Mudbound. Allison.
Mary J. Blige.
Allison Janney, I, Tanya. Leslie Manville.
Yeah, Allison Janney, I, Tanya. That's, I like the name, I, Tanya.
All right. Do you want to go with that?
It's kind of like a nunya.
All right. Do you want to go with that?
You know what a nunya is, right?
What is a nunya, sir?
It's none of your business.
Lou.
Yeah, let's go with Itanya.
All right.
Whoever her name was.
All right. Let's go with Best Actor, Lou. Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis, The Phantom Thread. Daniel Kaluuya, Get Out. Gary Oldman, The Darkest Hour. Denzel Washington, Roman J. Israel, Esquire, Lou.
Does anybody ever vote against Denzel Washington?
Well, yeah, in some years.
And then you got William Dafoe. Has he won anything in a while?
Yeah, he was in Best Supporting Actor, Lou. He's not in Best Actor. You want me to read
who
those?
Who was the second guy you picked?
Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
All right.
I like Daniel Day-Lewis. Right? He's the guy. I'm going in with Daniel Day-Lewis.
All right.
Now, was he also the guy that was in Streets of New York or Gangs of New York?
Yes. Yes, Lou.
Okay, I like that guy. Okay.
All right. Good memory. Best Actress, Lou. Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water. Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Margot Robbie, I, Tanya. Saoirse Ronan, Lady Bird. And Meryl Streep, The Post. Lou.
We're going to go with that billboard one, because they had the longest movie title.
All right.
So we're going to go with, what was it, Frances McDougal?
McDormand, but you got it, Lou.
McDormand, that's okay.
Best director.
By the way.
Best director, Lou.
What did you think of Three Billboards?
I did not like it, but I'm in the minority on that one, so who knows.
I'm going to say, because how can you not like Frances McDougal in that?
I like her, I didn't like the movie. Therefore, I didn't like her.
So, do you feel that she gave a tour de force performance?
It was pretty. It's pretty out there, man. And
I mean, for crying, grieving mother, for crying out loud.
Grieving mother, Lou. Best director,
right.
Lou. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. Jordan Peele for Get Out. Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird. Paul Thomas Anderson for The Phantom Thread. Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. Lou.
The third from the bottom.
The third from the bottom, which would be Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird.
That's my pick. Greta.
That's my pick too, Lou. All right. Best Picture. Here we go, Lou. Call Me By Your Name. Darkest Hour. Dunkirk. Get Out. Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and finally Three Billboards Outside Ebbing,
Missouri. It's between The Post and the Three Billboards.
All right.
Three Billboards.
All right. Lou goes with the favorite. Lou, I'm very impressed with your picks here. I have to say, you're actually putting some thought into it, which...
Well, considering I didn't see any of these movies.
That's why we do this every year, Lou. Okay, so we have a couple of wild cards. I'm going to go with Best Animated Feature, Lou. Is it going to be Boss Baby, The Breadwinner, Coco, Ferdinand, or Loving Vincent?
Oh, you got to go with Ferdinand.
All right, Ferdinand.
I'm sure Loving Vincent will probably be a close second, but we're going to go with Ferdinand.
All right.
Because of the Bulls. Ferdinand and the Bulls.
And finally, Lou, the animated short film, will it be Dear Basketball, Garden Party, Lou, Negative Space, and Revolting Lines? Yes, Lou, there is an animated short film called Lou.
Well, then we're going to go with the animated short called Lou.
All right. And there you have it, folks. Lou's prediction for Oscar every year.
Okey-dokey, pokey.
All right, so your question of the week, of course, has to do with movies, Lou. Which movie do you watch when you need a laugh? Which movie do you watch when you need a laugh?
Oh, man. Well, by saying that, one would have to take in the fact that you would have to have a DVD or one of those.
Well, I mean, yeah. You would say to yourself, man, I...
But if I was in the year 2017, and if I wanted to watch a movie for ha-has...
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like you're sitting there, you say, man, I want to laugh. If I could magically bring one movie onto my screen, which one would it be?
Oh, Jesus, it's just so hard. I you know what? I would have to... God, it's... Oh, man.
I finally...
I'm going to have to say Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. Woo! The farting...
You know, and I was choosing between, you know, Animal House, yeah. You know, Frankenstein.
Yes. God.
But, yeah, I have to go with that one.
What a golden age of comedy, Lou. It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out on Happy Oscar Day, Lou.
Woo! Have an outstanding week.
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Animated Service. When you need to see a cartoon, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou animates you. We'll be right back.